Slumping world coffee prices are driving many Colombian growers out of business, even as retailers in the United States earn huge profits from selling lattes, cappuccinos, and mochas. Colombia's coffee growers are turning to an old friend, Juan Valdez, to tap into the coffee shop rage. Sibila Brzezinski reports from Bogota.
For more than 40 years, Juan Valdez and his trusty mule have been promoting 100% Colombian coffee as the world's best. Now they're at it again. In one recent commercial, Juan takes a jab at the trend of adding flavors and additives to coffee. A woman looks perplexed as she stares up at the menu board at a Starbucks-type coffee shop, while other customers make their orders.
I'll have an Austrian goat milk cappuccino with a touch of Madagascar cinnamon.
Ordering the right cup of coffee has become quite complicated, unless...
I'll have one. He's having.
The woman points to Juan Valdez sipping from a porcelain cup.
All you want is the richest coffee in the world.
But in a world where even the richest coffee brings in low prices from middlemen, the coffee producers Juan Valdez represents have decided the Starbucks model may be the way to go. Using the already ubiquitous image of Juan Valdez, Colombia's Coffee Federation, grouping more than 500,000 small and medium-sized coffee producers, plans to open exclusive gourmet coffee shops this year in New York, Tokyo, Madrid, and Panama City. Further stores are planned for Florida and even America's coffee capital, Seattle. Juan Valdez doesn't expect to compete head-on with Starbucks, at least not at first. Colombia's Coffee Federation is shooting for something far more exclusive, offering select premium blends of Colombia's finest coffee. Juan Valdez coffee comes in varieties with names like Volcán, Pico, Cumbre, and Colina, evoking the hillsides where the coffee is hand-picked by men personified by Juan Valdez in one of the first commercials of the ad campaign that started in the 1960s.
Hands of Juan Valdez, stubborn man, as the story says, plants and picks and sorts by hand, the finest coffee in all the land.
The Coffee Federation wants those producers to get more of the profit from the worldwide coffee shop boom. Today, only 1 to 2 cents of a $3 cup of specialty coffee sold in New York reaches Colombian producers. Gabriel Silva, the Federation's general manager, says the Juan Valdez brand gives producers as much as 5 cents per cup.
The idea is to bring the producer closer to the cup because the value is in the cup. We want to be very close to our consumers. And this is one of the ways in which we plan to do it.
Before venturing into the international market with the Juan Valdez brand, the Coffee Federation has tried out its model on one group of consumers that barely knows the symbol that has come to represent Colombian coffee the world over, Colombians themselves. At one Juan Valdez coffee shop in central Bogota, a line of customers snakes out the door. Coffee drinkers like Juan Guillermo Rodriguez say they're happy to finally be able to taste Colombia's best.
It's an initiative that should have been taken a long time ago to take advantage of our best image internationally and to allow Colombians to try the coffee we export because we had never tried it before.
Business at the Juan Valdez shops here is booming, with sales of coffee drinks, ground coffee, T-shirts, and caps netting more than $700,000 in their first year of operation. If the Coffee Federation can duplicate the success internationally, Juan Valdez and Colombian producers may have found at least a partial answer to their coffee woes. For NPR News, I'm Sibila Brzezinski in Bogota.